Hey, you hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, my
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Engineer, told the brakeman not to fear, pour on the water, shovel on the coal, stick your head at the window, see my drivers roll.
It's not going to be either. I mean, you guys are going to be doing some zero emission standard technology that's not going to really even give you a smokestack or a steam stack. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. You know, cooling towers are just not a smart way for us to go. You know, we might have a small one over in a corner someplace that would be for some sort of emergency operation, but it's kind of like the flare stack. There are some refineries where the flare is always going, and that's just simply a sign of waste and inefficiency within the process. Our flare is probably going to operate 20 hours a year. You know, so it's a totally different design philosophy because we're putting this project together during a day and age where people don't want to see that. We're not starting with a 40-year-old plant to try to patch it up and make it a little bit cleaner. We're starting with a blank sheet of paper, and we don't have to make those legacy technology decisions that other firms are stuck with.
Bring up a good point there. What makes this thing so exciting from my perspective is this is a new facility. This is not trying to patchwork something of old. Not that that's not a bad way to go about doing things, but obviously if you're building something new, you're getting virtually state-of-the-art technology throughout, whether it's either concrete or the emissions standards or whether it's, you know, even the flooring. A lot of times it's the state-of-the-art technology that's making these things, I guess, set apart from its competition. Anyway, I just want to also ask you about pipelines and transload facilities. Are you guys going to be doing anything along those lines? Because once you get the product done, it's got to get to market somehow, and then you got to get the product into your refinery as well. Has that been finalized? Have you made steps towards something along a load facility or pipeline?
You know, the safest way to move any of this stuff is by pipeline. And for crude, since it all wants to come to the refinery, we're probably going to bring most of it in by pipeline. And there are several pre-existing gathering systems in the area. So, you know, we're over the next, let's just say 5 years, we'll probably end up connected to everybody. You know, we haven't made any final decisions on where we're starting out there, but I don't see any reason to dig up the ground and replicate other people's systems when those systems are underutilized right now. You know, some of the local producers, I mean, some of which are less than 5 or 10 miles away, they'll probably show up at our refinery with a truckload of oil once in a while, and, you know, so we'll have the ability to accept crude oil by truck, but that won't be a major portion of our crude supply. On the product side, it'll be a mixture because some of the products all want to go to a single point, somewhat more distant point where pipeline and or rail makes the most sense, but quite a bit of our product will be distributed and retailed locally. And, you know, so a great deal of our products are going to go out by truck because it's going to serve a local market. But again, you know, the emphasis here has to be on safety and efficiency. And again, you know, if there's a choice to be made, the safest choice is always in a pipeline.
We're talking with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Group and the Davis Refinery. Just kind of final question I have for you and more of just, I guess, thoughts. You know, it's neat stopping in some of the cafes in the Bakken and listening to the people's comments, you know, and like I said, oftentimes that leads into speculation and just kind of, you know, call it cafe talk, if you will. And what's the final message, the kind of the summary, the wrap up that you want people to know when it comes to, you know, kind of the direction or where the Davis Refinery is right now and where it's going to be?
Well, when you look at the big moving parts on the project, again, it's being built in two phases. The first phase, Davis Light, 27,500 barrels per day. We're going to start construction on that just as soon as the air quality permit is awarded to us, and we're hopeful that that happens in the early part of this coming summer. You know, that's the key milestone for the first part of the project is the air quality permit. People move to the site and, you know, employment actually begins to happen once that permit is in hand and we can open up the ground and start building. In the meantime, you know, we're busy, with design and procurement of materials and equipment and just kind of moving things around so it's ready for that date. If we can get that permit here in the early part of the coming summer, we will be in operation by the end of the year. You know, some of the shortages that have been seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks, for instance, on diesel and so forth, that's not going to be there anymore once we're in operation. We're going to serve the local community. So, you know, we're just very excited to be in this position, to be able to do this. And everybody at the company is very excited about being a part of North Dakota and what's happening there. And, you know, eager to get started.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Don't lie on the holes, they're hanging around. Casey was a good engineer, told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the water, shovel on the coal, stick your head out the window, see my drivers roll.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
I'm afraid train to leave this town because I don't lie on the hobo, just to hanging around. Don't lie on the hobo, just to hanging around.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
So, you know, we've seen a flattening out, and yet, it's amazing how the investment has hung in there. Clearly not as many new wells being drilled, although we've even seen a little uptick in that now. We have seen tremendous efficiencies, and that's been forced by the lower price.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still producing a lot more oil in than there's a demand for in the world, and that's always going to be a problem until we see one of two things: either less supply or much greater demand. And I expect that we're going to see some more demand before very long, but we're clearly, I don't think, going to see over $100 a barrel oil anytime soon. But it's amazing how the companies have found ways to produce it at a much lower price. Obviously, the lifting of the oil export ban provided more market opportunity for U.S. oil, but then the Iran nuclear deal, mm-hmm. put a little bit more supply into the global marketplace. That's been a bit of a problem. One of the interesting things I think we can look forward to now in the next several months to a couple of years is we're going to see more costs coming down on the production side, because we're going to have access to more oil with the President Trump and much of the regulatory relief, which all adds cost to drilling and to fracking and to producing and to moving the oil. along with more access to federal lands and offshore, so that producers can have more choices.
And that was U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. To listen to the full-length interview, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery coming to the Bakken, specifically Belfield, North Dakota. One of the reasons I'm very excited about this new greenfield refinery, in fact, the first greenfield refinery to be built in the United States in more than 50 years, is that Meridian Energy is a leader in innovation and clean fuels technology, and they're setting standards for modern oil refinery. That means the Davis Refinery is going to have the advantage of leveraging the latest and greatest, the best available technology. It's going to meet all the environmental and safety regulations from the start. Now, this will significantly raise clean construction standards for all refinery projects going forward. Like, for example, the refinery will use natural gas as the fuel source to run the facility, which enables the Davis Refinery to produce zero sulfur diesel and jet fuels. How exciting is that? By providing cleaner diesel fuel locally, it'll displace transportation fuels that are refined and delivered from remote areas. This will help significantly reduce transportation-related pollution in the area. Clean environmental technology. Meridian Energy Group. Energizing a cleaner North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Put your stuff on the market. You can